Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
You're listening to Day 9 of In His Steps. Today's title is Misunderstood Sacrificial Service. Chris Tomlin once said, "Remember, in the end, you're not living to impress your friends or your relatives or your coworkers. All of life is for Jesus." Our text today is Matthew 16, 22. "And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, 'Far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you.'" In our contemporary society, there seems to be an increasing tendency for individuals to prioritize being served rather than actively engaging in the act of service themselves. This shift is evident across various sectors, from consumer behavior to interpersonal relationships. The advent of technology and the rise of service-oriented industries have contributed to a culture where convenience is king. People now expect instant access to goods and services at the click of a button, fostering an environment that emphasizes consumption over contribution. This expectation not only influences how businesses operate, but also shapes personal relationships, where individuals may seek out accommodations and support rather than offering assistance or empathy in return. The explosion of social media has further exacerbated this focus on serving oneself over others. Platforms that celebrate individual achievements and promote self-promotion inadvertently foster a mindset that seeks validation from external sources. Instead of fostering a mindset focused on others, the emphasis often lies on garnering likes, comments, and followers. This environment creates a disconnect as individuals become more concerned with their image and the next opportunity for self-promotion than genuinely connecting with and serving others. Consequently, the process of being served becomes a central theme where personal satisfaction and gratification are prioritized over collective well-being. Moreover, the phenomenon of entitlement often accompanies the desire to be served. Many individuals develop a mindset that expects special treatment or enhanced service without recognizing the mutual obligations that typically underpin relationships, be it in a personal or professional context. This sense of entitlement can lead to frustration and dissatisfaction when expectations are not met, further perpetuating a cycle of self-focus. However, as Christians, we are called to another mindset. We are to have the mindset of Christ, as seen in Philippians 2, 5 through 11. This mindset is forged by allowing the Holy Spirit to transform our thoughts and actions. We have the perfect example of service to follow, Jesus Christ. The overwhelming focus on being served in today's culture will cause many to misunderstand those who serve like Jesus. Peter had a difficult time understanding a Savior who would serve others to the point of dying for them. The Scripture tells us that Peter took Jesus aside and rebuked him. In the original language of the New Testament, the phrase "took aside" means to lay hold of aggressively with strong personal interest. The word "rebuke" means to admonish or correct. Can you imagine the look on Jesus' face when the student tries to aggressively correct the teacher? It's one thing to have the guts to pull someone aside from a crowd and scold them. It's an entirely different scenario when you try to belligerently correct the Lord who knows all things. Bruce Barton writes, "Peter, Jesus' friend and devoted follower who had just eloquently proclaimed Jesus' true identity, sought to protect him from the suffering he prophesied. But if Jesus hadn't suffered and died, Peter would have died in his sins. Great temptations can come from those who love us and seek to protect us. Be cautious of advice from a friend who says, 'Surely, God doesn't want you to face this.' Often our most difficult temptations come from those who try to protect us from discomfort." What made Peter move so intensely to pull Jesus aside and get on to him? He misunderstood sacrificial service from the one who came to save the world. As we will see, Jesus obviously didn't allow Peter to distract him from his Father's will. When people don't understand why you serve, point them to Jesus and keep on serving him. Now here are some questions to consider. Why do you think Peter was bold enough to rebuke Jesus? How does Peter's rebuke of Jesus help you understand the foolishness behind when others misunderstand your service for the Lord? How can you stay focused amidst distractions and keep following Jesus' example? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.